Books on Tape presents Urge to Kill by John Lutz. Read by Scott Brick. Part 1. They change their skies above them, but not their hearts that roam. Rudyard Kipling, the native born. Why do I often meet your visage here? Your eyes like agate lanterns, on and on. Below the toothpaste and the dandruff ads. Hart Crane, The Tunnel, New York Subway. Chapter 1. In the long ago, an eagle circled high above a rabbit burrow and would swoop down and lay on the ground a branch of ripe berries and then climb high again into the sky. The rabbit would see how high the eagle was and knew there was time to leave the safety of the burrow, to snatch the berries and return to the burrow before the eagle could reach him from up so high. Again the next day the eagle would swoop down and leave a branch of berries, but this time a little farther from the burrow. Again the rabbit would see the eagle circling high in the clear sky and seize the berries and return to the burrow before the eagle might reach him. For 7 days this happened, each day the rabbit venturing farther from its burrow, and the eagle simply circled high overhead and looked very small against the pale blue top of the sky. The rabbit decided the berries were a gift, but still the eagle was an eagle and not to be trusted. On the 8th day, the branch of berries was still far from the burrow, but the eagle so small in the sky seemed no threat, and like a mote in the rabbit's wary eye. But as the rabbit left his burrow, the eagle became larger, and it was